Lord, open our hearts to hear. Amen. Last Friday we heard these words from two men. We had hoped that he, Jesus, was the one who was going to redeem Israel. It's a poignant statement. It expresses disappointment. We also find that people disappoint us. Sometimes they disappoint us because of things that are out of their control. God does not permit our parents, perhaps, to be millionaires, and we are disappointed because they cannot provide us with a lifestyle we'd like. But frequently, our disappointment in others has to do with the sins of others. It is quite common for children to grow up and at times in their lives end up with a sense of disappointment about their parents. They find out that their parents aren't as righteous or as praiseworthy as they thought they were when they were young or remember thinking they were. We again and again experience disappointment in political leaders when we learn of their sins. Stars, whether of the movie or of the rock variety, end up disappointing their fans. And we disappoint others too. Because of our sins, we disappoint our parents, who at times have placed a great deal of hope and confidence in us, and we let them down. We disappoint our students when they see us behaving in petty, vengeful, and mean-spirited ways. We disappoint our friends when we dump them and suddenly make like they're not important to us anymore. Jesus? Why on earth would Jesus be a disappointment to us? Well, whenever Jesus doesn't live up to our false expectations of him, then he is a disappointment to us. When a healing of our eyes or our bodies that we want, and he lets us not get well, when it's easing of some psychological or emotional suffering that plagues us, and it just does not go away, then Jesus can be a disappointment to us. But you see, Jesus explained to the Emmaus disciples, did not Christ have to suffer these things and then go to his glory? We need to pay attention to what Jesus promises. Jesus said, blessed are those who do not fall away on account of me. Well, why on earth would people fall away on account of Jesus? Because they expect things of him that he is not here to deliver to us. No millennium, no two cars in every garage and a chicken in every pot. Jesus told us plainly, in this life you will have trouble. Jesus' apostle, Paul, tells us plainly this apostolic word that here on earth we will suffer together with Jesus, just as we will also share in his glory. Not suffer to earn heaven, but suffer as part of our confession here on earth following Jesus. Jesus said to Peter, an apostle, bluntly, get behind me, Satan. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of man. That is when Jesus disappoints us. When we have in mind not the things of Jesus, but the things of our sinful nature. When we don't pay attention to the promises. If only for this Christ we have hope in Christ, then we are to be pitied more than all men. Jesus does not disappoint us. He takes away our sins. He calls us his friends. He gives us the opportunity as his dearly loved children, redeemed, restored, and forgiven, to confess his name for a while here on earth. He gives us the privilege of suffering for his name's sake for a while before he takes us home to glory in heaven. This is the prophecy in Isaiah 28. God says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed, will never be disappointed in Jesus, our rock and our salvation." Let's sing that confidence in hymn 758.